the history of Western animation, and today's episode's topic, the history of anime. You can't talk about anime history without talking about the big three. Now, when I'm talking about the big three, I'm referring to Bleach, One Piece, and Naruto. They were called the big three because in the 2000s, they were so popular that they began breaking into Western culture and making a huge impact worldwide around the same time as each other. Another anime that had an impact worldwide that I should mention is Dragon Ball Z. This came out before the big three and is usually credited with quote-unquote priming the world for the popularity of the big three and anime as a whole. The first quote-unquote real anime I watched was Naruto. Now don't be mad, but I actually watched Naruto Shippuden before Naruto. And for those who don't know, Naruto and Naruto Shippuden are like part one and two of a series. Naruto comes before Naruto Shippuden, so I watched the second part before the first part. I know, I'm sorry. But since this anime is so close to my heart, let's listen to a couple of songs from one of the big three, Naruto. And that was Blue Bird from Naruto, one of the many amazing, amazing songs from that show. So Naruto, like many other Japanese anime, were originally books, specifically known as manga. These books are comic style, beautiful art panels with a story attached. It's actually quite commonplace to have an anime come from a manga first. If a manga is popular enough, it'll get turned into an anime. Manga is not specifically created to be made into an anime, though. Rather, there are specific anime studios that look for manga that are popular and begin animating that series, with permission, of course. This also does not mean that all anime are created from manga. There are many anime that are generated without that manga blueprint, though these tend to be films rather than anime series, just because of the work that's put in. A very popular manga turned anime was Astro Boy. Now, there have been many, many, many iterations of Astro Boy over the years. You probably watched the 2009 version with Nicolas Cage and Christian Bale. But the original 1963 version is a Cell animation. This type of animation came about in 1915 and was popular throughout the 1950s and 80s. In this animation process, each frame was individually drawn on these transparent cells, hence the name. Then color was added by flipping the frame, and then after that, the action that was just made was placed on a background, made using the same steps. Then another cell was made, and another, and another, and another, until you had a finished action or sequence. And then once that sequence was finished, you moved on to the next one. So by all that explaining, you can understand that this style of animation was painstakingly long, but the artistry was so, so very worth it. In the 1990s, digital animation became the new style of animation, and it cut out a lot of the busy work of cell animation because computer programs were helping animate the action. Digital animation does not mean animation still isn't tedious and an incredible artistic style. It takes an awesome amount of effort to actually digitally animate a film as well as a series. Naruto is an example of digital animation. As a general rule of thumb, any animation created in the 2000s to present is most likely digital animation. Anything before that is likely cell animation. Astro Boy was the first Japanese animated TV series to be shown and marketed internationally. In 1950, it was actually originally supposed to be a live-action TV series, but it flopped so bad that they made it into a cartoon, and that did so much better. I will be playing the iconic theme song from Astro Boy here. Fun fact, the Japanese version of the show didn't actually have a theme song until the success of the American theme song. Then they came up with the Japanese version. The original song from the original show was sung by NBC's Children's Chorus, but since that version is harder to find, I will be playing the revamped theme from the TV theme players.
There you go, Astro Boy, on your flight into space, rocket high through the sky. What adventure soon you will make. Astro Boy bombs away on your mission today. Here's a countdown and a blast of everything is go, Astro Boy. Astro Boy, as you
way, way, way before the popularity of the Big Three, before the 1950s, Japanese animation had a really hard time getting made. This is because it was a constant uphill battle against the popularity of Western animation, specifically Disney movies. We started seeing major changes in Japanese animation's popularity after Disney's Snow White. The company Toei Doga, or Toei Animation, came about with the aim of becoming, quote-unquote, the Disney of the East. Toei's first film, The Tale of the White Serpent, was cell animated. This was actually Japan's first animated feature in color and shown on a widescreen. Toei Animation has come a long way since this film, making many anime we know today. But it's also the studio that gave Hayao Miyazaki his start in animation. Even if you don't like anime, you have to know about Hayao Miyazaki, one of the founders of Studio Ghibli and a man who has created so many beautifully animated films. One of my favorite of his films and the epitome of my childhood is Ponyo. I absolutely love this movie and it has a very special place in my heart. But it is not the movie that puts Studio Ghibli, quote unquote, on the map. That film would arguably be Spirited Away. This is due to its Oscar win of Best Animated Feature. Of course, none of these films, nevertheless, anime as a whole needs to be validated by a Western award system. But this did really help put it on a lot of people's radar, in the West at least. Both Ponyo and Spirited Away are digital animations, but some of Studio Ghibli's earlier films are cel animated, such as Nausicaä Valley of the Wind. I will have a whole episode dedicated to Studio Ghibli, or at least multiple anime film studios, including Studio Ghibli. So don't worry, I promise you will hear a lot more about Ponyo, Spirited Away, and others. All right, I've done a lot of yapping at you, so here is Day of the River from Spirited Away. Thank you. Okay, I really wanted to slip a Ponyo song in there last minute, and I almost did, but I have shown restraint. Hayao Miyazaki isn't the only popular anime creator that got their start in Toei Animation. Yoichi Kotabe has not only worked on the very popular Nintendo game Super Mario, but also worked on the infamous Pokemon. Even if you don't know anime, I'm sure either your kids, friends, classmates, someone in your life has had or collected or talked about Pokemon cards. This show was so popular, and if it wasn't primarily for kids, I believe it could have been considered one of the big three. This story follows Ash Ketchum in a fantastical world with these little elemental-based creatures, and Ash and many other Pokemon trainers are trying to, quote-unquote, catch them all. That catchphrase is now incredibly popular and known pretty much worldwide. Pokemon, because of how early it started, began as cell animation, but was later transitioned into digital animation. All right, now let's just take a minute to listen to the Pokemon theme song from Pokemon.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
You and me, I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend.
In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Our hearts so true, our courage the world goes through. You teach me.
Until 150 Pokemon are mine, I must define the art of capturing.
Pikachu to help me try to catch him all.
Catch him all.
Yo, it's all about the evolution of the Pokemon. The training, attaining, and being part of the phenomenon. Be a Pokemaster icon. Ha, Team Rocket will be long gone. But first you gotta know about the different types. Grass, fire, ground, flame, electric, water, rock, flying, ice. No more bug, ghost, fighting, and dragon.
Don't forget about psychic.
Yet a hero. Are you ready to meet and defeat the elite? Can I expect survival against your rival? And remember, gotta catch 'em all. Show me what you've got.
Pokeball, go, go, to be a master. Pokemon master.
Is just one of those shows that everybody knows because it's referenced constantly. Another anime that has been referenced thoroughly is the film Akira, specifically that one motorbike scene. Now, I'll elaborate just in case you haven't seen that scene, and if you, I don't know, don't want spoilers for that specific scene, just stop listening for a second. But basically, that scene is where Akira is riding a motorbike, and then eventually he skids to the side and puts his foot down, and that specific scene has been recreated so many times. This movie was cel animated, and it is an actual masterpiece. Not only was the story so awesomely crafted, but the artistry is just impeccable. I highly suggest watching this movie because it's just so amazing, and it's a classic. Come on, who doesn't love classics? All right, let's give a listen to a song from Akira. Thank you. Okay, so you know how I said Naruto was my first real anime? Well, it wasn't my first anime. Glitter Force was. Now you're probably like, what the heck is Glitter Force? Because you'd never heard of it. I know. Like, it's not very popular. It was probably on Netflix, like, I don't know, when I was really, I don't know when it was. But it was near and dear to my heart. This anime was a magical girl anime, and I loved it. I loved it so much. I loved the magical transformations, and I'm realizing now that you probably don't know what a magical girl anime is. Well, this subgenre is a pretty important subgenre of anime. Magical girl animes take place within a fantasy world where typically a group of teen girls are able to transform into an alter ego and save the world. And if that description is sounding a little familiar, you're probably thinking of Sailor Moon. Yep, that's right. I was going to talk about Sailor Moon the entire time. You didn't even know it. But Sailor Moon is a very important anime to talk about. It's a very, very popular anime, and like the big three, it became very popular worldwide around the 2000s and helped put Japanese anime on the map. What makes it any different to the big three, you're probably asking? Well, the big three were shonen anime. That title just means that that kind of anime is specifically action-filled and marketed towards a male audience. Sailor Moon, however, is shoujo, which means that it was more fantasy romance and was marketed towards young girls or a girl audience. It honestly does not matter whether or not that show is marketed for a male audience or a female audience. I usually just use shonen or shoujo as a guide to whether or not that anime is really action-packed or a fantasy romance. If I'm feeling in a fantasy romance mood, I'm gonna watch Sailor Moon. If I'm not, maybe I'll watch Naruto. If there's anything you take away from today, it's that Sailor Moon's awesome, and because it was so popular, it really put that magical girl anime subgenre out into the world. And it did an amazing job of doing that, and now people just love that subgenre and love recreating it. All right, let's listen to Moonlight Legend from Sailor Moon.
Say.
So Sailor Moon is the magical girl anime. We've discussed this. We know this. We've put it in our hearts. All right. So another huge subcategory of anime besides magical girl anime is Gundam. Gundam anime is a shonen genre, and it refers to the subgenre of anime about Japanese military science fiction featuring giant robots with the name Gundam. Some examples of Gundam would be Gurren Lagann, Mobile Suit Gundam, etc., etc. Now, if I'm being honest, don't hate me, I don't really love Gundam anime. I know. But it is a pretty big subgenre of anime, and so it's important to talk about. On the other side of Gundam, there's mecha anime, for example, Voltron, like just a Western example. The anime that almost got me into Gundam, and I would suggest for anyone else who wants to get into Gundam or mecha anime, is Neon Genesis Evangelion. Neon Genesis Evangelion falls a little bit more on the mecha suit anime side of the spectrum, but it's still a great way to start getting into Gundam anime. And honestly, I was really sold with Gundam anime when I first watched this, so I do think, hey, if you're like, I don't really know if I like giant robots fighting, maybe start with this one, because it's got a little bit more of that artistic story that's going to bring you in and really get you pumped about it. I will say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe that this was Cell animated, just because of the timing of it. I believe it came out 1995, and so that would probably put it in about the range of where people were still comfortable using Cell animation before they started using digital animation. Either way, let's listen to Cruel Angel's Thesis from Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Shine on them.
that was the theme from Neon Genesis Evangelion, and it might be one of my favorite that I played today. I don't know, it's just something about that beat. I really don't know, but it's just awesome, okay? And if that song alone doesn't convince you to watch Evangelion, I don't know what can. Except for me, I'm telling you, watch it, please. So good. All right, so I know we started with the big three and Naruto specifically, but I think we need to end with another anime from the big three. And that anime would be none other than One Piece. Okay, so One Piece, like Naruto, is one of the big three of anime. And just to recap, because it was so long ago that we talked about it, the big three just came out in the 2000s at around the same time, and they all just like boomed in popularity and really, really put Japanese anime on the map. All right, so One Piece is very popular and well-known for the fact that it has been running since 1999. That's right, over 20 years. It's still going. You're like, oh, Karen, it was 20 years ago. It's still going. Like, that's the biggest part of this, is that it is still running. Currently, as I'm speaking, Oda, the creator of One Piece, is probably working on some manga panels right now. So both the manga and the anime are still ongoing. And you're probably like, how many episodes is that? Well, if you guessed 1,119 episodes, you would be right on the money. So how has this behemoth of a watch been able to keep such a high popularity? Well, One Piece creator Oda is just awesome at what he does. That would be my answer. And we're all, as an audience, just trying to figure out how this anime will end. You might be thinking that I'd never want to watch something this long. And I mean, you kind of have a point. It is long. But think about this. When this anime finally ends, with however many decades under its belt, it will be another top anime moment in history. So I say, give it a try. And I do have some good news for you, actually. There is not only a condensed live-action version that is currently has one season on Netflix, but there will be a condensed animated version coming out. We don't really know when yet. It has been estimated for about 2025. I don't know why I said it like that, but 2025. But there will be a new way for those who haven't given One Piece a shot yet to get into it. And like I said, very condensed episode, so you'll be able to watch it a lot quicker. These last themes from One Piece will be the last songs I play. I'm sorry I didn't get to go more in depth on the actual films and series and what happens in them, but I really, really wanted to just chew your ear off about the importance behind these films and how Japanese anime came to be so, so popular. After next week's history of Western animation, I should hopefully have more time to explain the actual films rather than yap at you. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's just listen to these last couple of themes from One Piece. Okay.
を惑ってくらいや読めやしないやいさ思い刻まれた暗号
パチパチノーリミットここからがワンピース
If you want to support 93.3 CFMU and independent businesses, there's one sure way to do it. Get your hands on a Friends of CFMU card. For a donation of only $30, you get a card that gives you discounts at businesses all throughout the greater Hamilton area. Make sure you check out cfmu.ca and go down to the footer for more information. Use your card at the MCO Ensuite Showroom, House of Java, India Village in Ancaster or Dundas, Into the Abyss, or the James Street Bookseller.
Well, maybe I'm the fan. Good afternoon, McMaster and the surrounding Hamilton area. I hope you're having a very wonderful Tuesday afternoon. I want to give you all a super warm welcome to the MSC Sports Show, also known as the Benchwarmers, where two good friends and passionate sports fans come together to talk current sports from the NBA all the way down to the Little League.